This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
It's time to talk some medical talks, or just have some medical talks this morning with Dr. Wendy. And it's a great honor for me this morning, Dr. Wendy, to welcome you at Radio Disa.
Good morning, Reggie. Thank you so much.
So I've asked you a question off air. I've asked you if you had your first cup of coffee already, and you said you don't do coffee. Any reason for that?
Well, I've never really developed the taste for it,
okay.
But anything that has caffeine in it is a bit stimulatory for me,
okay.
So I don't feel good on it. So I'm really grateful that I actually haven't developed the taste for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. But, you know, I of course love a good cup of coffee. I understand about the stimulation, but I just have to, I got to have it in the morning. Hey? But thank you so much, Dr. Wendy, for just that introduction there as well. This morning, we chatting about breathing techniques for anxiety and calm. Now, one of the most powerful tools that we have to calm anxiety is something that we do every moment of every day, and that is breathing, right? So my first question this morning to you is, what happens to our breathing when we are stressed?
All right, so I'm going to just explain how breathing is unique first before I answer that question. So breathing is one of the body, the few body functions that is both automatic and under our conscious control. And when we're anxious or stressed, our breathing often becomes fast, shallow, and centered in our upper chest. So this signals to our brains that we're under threat, and then our sympathetic nervous system activates our fight, flight, or freeze response. So when we don't breathe deeply or when we don't breathe properly, our bodies think that we are in a stress situation.
Oh, wow. So we have to breathe correctly. That's what you're saying?
That's correct.
Okay. So what actually happens when we then breathe differently?
So when we consciously and intentionally slow and deepen our breathing, we can activate the opposite side of the nervous system, the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the rest and digest part of our nervous systems, and our bodies can move back into that state of rest and digest. So we are able to then send a message to our brains that we are safe, that there's no threat, and that we can go back to normal functioning. But it's also important to remember that breathing techniques don't eliminate the source of stress, but they can reduce how our bodies respond to stress. So if we can if we can manage our breathing, then we can respond better. It becomes easier to think clearly, to regulate our emotions, and to make better decisions.
Very interesting, eh? What are some of the different breathing techniques that we can use?
There's probably many, but there's four that I've highlighted here for us today. The one is diaphragmatic breathing. The other one is box breathing. Then there's the 4-6-8 method. And then there's the physiological sigh.
Okay. And can you please explain these in some more detail to us? Because I know for some of the listeners, the 4-6-8 method sounds a bit foreign. And I'm sure that you can give us a proper explanation with regards to the four different types of breathing that you've just mentioned.
Yes, with pleasure. So, yes, there are a lot of people haven't necessarily heard of them, and some people will be familiar with them. So the diaphragmatic breathing is also known as belly breathing. And this is one of the foundations of calming the breath. So you place a hand on your chest and the other one on your belly, and as you inhale through your nose, you allow your whole belly to rise up. So you actually feel your hand moving, but your chest must remain still. So we don't want to be taking that big breath that your chest is rising. You want your belly to be rising. And then once you've got that big breath in, you exhale slowly through your mouth and nose, and you allow your belly to go back in again. So your belly falls back down into its normal, you know, where it normally sits. And you aim for about 6 slow breaths per minute if it feels comfortable. And even just 5 minutes of this type of breathing can lower your heart rate, it can reduce muscle tension, and it can promote relaxation. Then we have the box breathing.
Okay.
So this technique is widely used to help people remain calm under pressure, and it's a technique that follows 4 equal counts. So you inhale for 5 seconds, you hold for 5 seconds, you exhale for 5 seconds, and then you hold again for 5 seconds. And some people have a little picture that they can follow with their finger that, you know, you start, you have a starting point, and it helps you to remember to breathe in, to hold, to breathe out, and to hold. And that really helps to steady a quiet, steady and quiet a racing mind.
Okay, and then also, you know, you've explained to us the 4-6-8 breathing technique. Now, there's also the psychological sigh.
Yes, so the 4-6-8 is a little bit different to the box breathing. So that one, you actually breathe in for the count of four. Then you hold your breath for the count of six, and you breathe out for the count of eight. So your out-breath is much longer, and that out-breath stimulates your vagus nerve and encourages your body to relax. And the most important thing here is that the exhale is longer than the inhale. And then the physiological sigh, this is one of the quickest ways to reduce acute stress. So you take a deep breath in through your nose. Then before you start exhaling, you take another smaller inhale. So you're almost doing a double in-breath. And then you exhale slowly and completely through the mouth. And so if you can repeat this just two or three times, it helps to release excess carbon dioxide in your body. It restores a more balanced breathing pattern, and then it helps to reduce anxiety.
Yeah. Dr. Wendy, what are some of the practical tips to applying these techniques?
So I would suggest practicing these techniques when you're already calm so that they become familiar during stressful moments. It is also quite helpful to set a reminder on your phone or to have a routine where maybe every time you go to the bathroom you do a couple of breaths, or every time you get up to go and make a cup of tea or coffee you have a couple of breaths while you're putting the kettle on. But it's very important to get into the habit of doing it, so the practice is important. It's also important not to force very deep breaths, because if we overbreathe, we can sometimes get dizzy or we can feel faint, and you can make your anxiety worse. So rather start with slightly shallower deep breaths and then move on to the full deep breaths as your body gets used to that. And then even 1 or 2 minutes of slow breathing can make a noticeable difference. So, you know, you do even just 5 repeats of each of those techniques can be very helpful. You don't have to be breathing for 2 hours at a time. We breathe naturally for 2 hours at a time, but it's this deep breathing that you just want to bring in. And then you want to pair your breathing practice as well with good sleep. We want to make sure that we're having regular physical activity so that our exercise schedules are good. And then being a bit more mindful, so bringing ourselves into the present moment so that we are not quite as stressed and anxious about what's still going to happen.
Now, what would be your take-home message this morning?
Our breath is always with us. As I said, our bodies do that by itself. It's one of the functions that is an automatic function, but it is one that we have control over as well. So we can't control what's happening around us all the time, but we can influence how our bodies respond to it. So every time we slow our breath and we breathe intentionally, it tells our nervous system that we are safe. So over time, these small moments of calm can help to build greater resilience. We can cope with stress a little bit better. And it just gives us a tool. It gives us a technique that we can use to do something about the way that our bodies are responding.
Awesome stuff. Dr. Wendy, it's been awesomely blessed to be chatting to you this morning. And may you have a blessed day. And looking forward to be chatting to you very, very soon again. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Reggie. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks so much, Dr. Wendy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Dr. Wendy, and we just chatted about breathing and the different types of breathing. And sometimes we don't think it's important, to look at these things. And something that Dr. Wendy mentioned that is that our breath is always with us. Everywhere we go, we cannot leave it at home. Hey, just think about that. If you should leave your breath at home, what will happen to you?
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.